You just heard a snippet of the new single Over Here by CCMA-nominated rising star Sean Austin. The highly anticipated follow-up to Austin's smash 2021 hit, Tailgate to Heaven, here on Music's Journey. Sean Austin has just released his debut EP, Planes Don't Wait, that is out right now. The album was produced by Scott Cook, and the 7-track collection includes Sean Austin's collaboration with Chris Lane for Tailgate to Heaven, as well as fan favorites Get You and title track Planes Don't Wait. With over 27 million streams, Austin has spent the first half of 2022 preparing for the Some Things Never Change tour with Dallas Smith and the James Barker Band, which wraps up this week. Austin will continue his summer touring with performances at Country Thunder Saskatchewan and Big Valley Jamboree. Here to talk about his debut EP, Planes Don't Wait, is 2-time CCMA nominee country artist Sean Austin. Hi there.
Hey, Kim.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Really good to have you on the show. I'm doing wonderful.
Appreciate you taking the time.
For you, anytime.
I appreciate that.
What a fantastic 2 years for you, my friend.
It's been good. There's been a lot of silver linings from the pandemic. You know, I think it gave us a little bit of time to get some things sorted and planned, and we came out of the gates pretty strong. So it's been I'm excited for the future, but it's been a good start so far.
Amazing. And you are wrapping up right now for this massive national tour with Dallas Smith right now.
Yeah, it's been, I'd be lying if I didn't say I felt a little older on this tour after not doing it for a little while. It took a little while longer to get the tour legs back, but it's been, you know, incredible to get back out on the road and just travel the country again and see real people and play real music again. It's been soul fulfilling in a lot of ways.
Yeah, that inspiration that you need when you're playing live and hearing the stories back and just talking to people, right?
Yeah, it's why we do it, I think. At least why I do it. Mm-hmm. Just getting a chance to make those connections and seeing what people think of our music and what they take from it. It's kind of it's the humanizing factor of it all. I think it just making those connections is pretty tough to beat.
Oh yeah, I can't imagine what it's like. I know what it's like for me when I'm out there on the road and doing the interviews with you guys and out in the carpets and, you know, doing it live stream and doing it call in. Just isn't the same thing as when you're face to face, right?
No, you know, the Instagram lives, the Zooms, it's, thank God we had that technology, but you can't beat the in-person.
Yeah. Well, I am so, so happy for you, man. You got thrown into the fire. This is just getting your legs, you know, going back to performances to go on a tour like this. Holy cow.
That seems to be the way things go. These guys like to throw me in the deep end any which way they can. So this is kind of par for the course.
You're going to be happy just to have a few days breather before you start touring again, right?
Yeah, it'll be nice. I think I got 10 days at home and then we're right back into festival mode. So it's not a ton of a break, but just enough so I can get back to full strength.
You're going to be sleeping for a couple days.
I think so. I really do.
Yeah, most people do. Well, congratulations on this year. You are so deserving of everything that you've got right now. You've worked so hard for the success and it's finally here. So congratulations on that and signing your global label deal for Local Hay and Big Loud Records. Yeah. That too.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I mean, that's kind of been, I'd be lying if I said I didn't hope, at some stage in my career that something like this would have happened. Mm-hmm. We've been tight with the Big Loud team for quite a while, but that's another silver lining from the pandemic. I think it just gave us a chance to work through what that deal looked like. And the fact that we got there, and I love this team. I feel really lucky to get to work for this group.
Oh yeah.
And on top of that, you know, not losing any of my old team, we kind of just all melded together, and it's been a game changer. We're only what, 10 months into this, and what a difference already. So it's been great.
You just are just right on it right now. And this EP, boy, this brand new EP, every song is so good. You should be so proud of this one, my friend.
I am. You know, again, you know, we spent a long time on this track, and it was just because we had the time to do it. Mm-hmm. Sorry, to spend time on this EP. And I think we went through, I'm not kidding, a little over 200 songs. We recorded a bunch of songs that might never see the light of day, but we drilled it down to these seven. And sonically, I don't think we've made a better EP yet. I love where kind of it's introducing a few new sounds for us, and really giving kind of a picture of where I'm hoping to go next. So I'm just happy it's finally out, and that the world ears can listen to it as they choose now.
Well, pretty cool that you're in Toronto and you are going to be debuting for your release, which is so cool. And, you know, we just absolutely love having you here.
Yeah, it's been, I try to get out here as often as I can, but it's been a little bit. So, you know, nice to be back. And I've watched a bunch of shows at the Budweiser stage, but I've never had the chance to play it myself. So I'm excited tomorrow to wrap everything up there and just get that, knock that one off the bucket list. And, you know, hopefully it's the first of a few times, but I'll take the first one while I can get it.
Well, we are so happy that you're here. It's just going to be so cool to be able to kick this one off and for the tour dates that are going to be coming up and scheduled, you know, for this summer. So you must be so happy, really, really happy about all that.
Yeah, it's just to get back to it, to feel like we're, you know, that normalcy is returned. And just like I was saying before, having that connection with fans, and like I'm a country music fan first. Mm-hmm. I just get lucky enough to stand on the stage and do my thing. But when I'm done, I grab a drink and I'm in there with the crowd, just like anybody else. Because it's honestly what makes me tick. So it's just great to be able to do it again.
Well, you're on with some pretty good company for this tour with JoJo Mason, and Megan Patrick came out for a few, the James Barker Band, and yeah. Kelly Prescott we just had on yesterday, and of course the amazing Dallas Smith. So yeah, pretty amazing company. What a lineup.
And it's a great lineup. I mean, it's like a rolling festival, but this group it feels like family. You mm-hmm. know, the country community is such a massive, welcoming family to begin with. But this group in particular, we've been, you know, around each other for a lot of years, and kind of having this opportunity to kind of do a 6-week reunion has been pretty special. And it's always bittersweet when these tours end, because you get to the final couple of days and you just want to keep going for a few weeks. But mm-hmm. It just makes us look forward to the next opportunity. And you know, in the meantime, we've made a whole bunch of great new memories, and I think we're all going to be leaving this tour exhausted but ecstatic that we had the chance again.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Those are the moments you want to remember, right? Each time you want to mm-hmm. take it and breathe it in when you're out on tours like this, because those are the ones you're going to be looking back on years down the line, and the people that you met and the friendships that you created. And you know what?
Yeah,
country support team is unbelievable here in Canada.
Oh, I agree. And I think all of us have kind of in the last few days been taking those steps back and trying to take those mental snapshots of everything along the way, because, you know, when we call it re-entry, when mm-hmm. we go back into normal life after a tour, and you wake up every day looking for the catering signs and it's not there, so you have to make your own coffee, and you know, you just start to reminisce about how good it was for a couple of weeks. But
yeah,
you know, it's full time, and those moments are what make it amazing.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about this debut killer album, and that's Planes Don't Wait. This 7-track yeah. collection of songs is so special, including your smash hit and the lead track for you did this one for the Tailgate to Heaven featuring Chris Lane. Ooh. Tell us about this song. It's one of my favorites. It's such a good tune.
Tailgate was one of those songs that when I heard it, you know, the immediate, oh God, I wish I wrote that. but, you know, thankfully, I mean, that's kind of what I look for, because if I don't have writing credit on it, then, you know, I try to find something that's relatable to me, or something that I would have, you know, feels like it would be in the vein that I like to write. Mm-hmm. And actually, so Chris and I were going to, it was pretty cool and full circle for me, because I had a chance to tour with him in 2018. And had no kind of realization that several years later we'd be label mates and have this opportunity. And we were actually going to do a different track, but he heard this one and loved it and asked to be on it. And, you know, that was the one of the easiest yeses I've had in the last little while.
Oh, wow.
And I just love how he's, I'm a huge fan of his and his talents and his ability to kind of bring a song to life. So, you know, to have him on this track has been amazing. And, you know, he went from a guy that I was just hoping to see live to a buddy now. So it's been amazing. And seeing the response that everybody had to it was great, you know, especially when we took a little while off from releasing new music while things were a little bit chaotic. So it feels good to come back out of the gates with a strong one.
Oh, man, boy, did you ever hit this one strong. And it is such a great tune. We're going to play it right now. Here is Tailgate to Heaven by two-time CCMA nominee country artist Sean Austin here on Music's Journey.
Streets of this town ain't paved in gold, but there's a Texaco star. Lights up the start of a gravel road that ends into the dark. It'll take the wheels of your truck and your girl up above the clouds. Cut the engine off, turn the radio on, drop the tailgate down. Then it's moonlight, halo, angel eyes. This is the sky, leaning on in the dead of midnight heart confessions. Feet hanging off of the holy ground, praying those stars don't ever burn out on the small town kids with a sixer from the 7-Eleven, sitting on the tailgate to heaven. Song comes on, those wings start to come untied. And you thank God for that halftime 4x4, 'cause it got you up here with a girl and some beer. Now you're knocking on heaven's door. Moonlight, halo, angel eyes, high on a hill that kisses the sky. Leaning on in and tell her midnight. Feet hanging off of the holy ground, praying those stars will never burn out on the small town kids with the sixer from the 7-Eleven, sitting on the tailgate to heaven. Yeah, sitting on the tailgate to heaven. Is the sky leaning on in the tailor? Midnight heart confessions, feet hanging off of the holy ground, praying those stars don't ever burn out on the small town kids with a sixer from a 7-Eleven, sitting on the tailgate to heaven, sitting on the tailgate to heaven.
That was Tailgate to Heaven by rising star country artist Sean Austin featuring Chris Lang on this song. It reached number 5 on the charts and off the debut album Planes Don't Wait out today. I can play it over and over again and so many of the fans just absolutely love it. We're going to talk about the next single as well that you put out, and that's the title track for this album, and that's Planes Don't Wait. Tell us about the writing of this song.
This one, you know, it's... This one's kind of fun for me too. I wasn't a writer on this one either, but I had a chance to be on a show called Songland a couple years ago, where I had the opportunity to pitch one of the songs that I had written to
Florida Georgia Line. Yeah.
Yeah, and this was an incredible experience. But you know, getting the chance to talk to Tyler and Brian a little bit was, you know, I'm a fan, right? These are guys
me
that I've
too.
Looked up to for years. So now to be in their presence and have this opportunity was huge, but. You know, another full circle moment where Brian Kelly's one of the writers on this track. And he's anytime you get the guys that you look up to trusting you with one of their tunes, it's a pretty special thing. Mm-hmm. There's a vibe and a feel to this song, and just I think everyone knows a little bit of what that heartbreak feels like if you're you know, not with the person that you feel like you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But so this one is we haven't played this live yet, and I can't wait to get out there and see what the response is from the crowds. But it's I think everything that we've done is just progressively elevating a little bit more, and it's a special track to me, and it's kind of just it makes me look forward to what's to come.
I cannot wait with all these new sounds and everything that you're doing with this music. It's so special. And we're going to play this one right now. Here is Planes Don't Wait by country artist Sean Austin here on Music's Journey.
Get old and family farms get sold. Some will never last forever. They pave over older roads. And she's over me. Yeah, she's over me. She's at 37,000 feet, halfway to California. And I'm running these power lines, putting it over time here. It's all finally hitting me, wishing that she misses me, but she don't. She's at 37,000 feet, halfway to California. And I'm running these power lines, putting in overtime here in Georgia. Chalk it up to a one-way ticket, didn't get it. Now I'm sitting here missing her. Time don't stop, flies by fast, hearts still break, love don't.
That was Planes Don't Wait by my very special guest, country artist Sean Austin, the title track off his debut EP that's out right now. Time Don't Stop, Flies By Fast, Hearts Still Break, Love Doesn't Last, and Planes Don't Wait. Just an amazing song. Don't forget you can download Planes Don't Wait on all your streaming platforms, and you can add it all the songs to your playlist and share it. You can also request it at your local country radio station. Single, I love this song, by the way, Get You. I love this song.
Thank you. Get You was a track that there's a few lines in it that just made me feel or think about my wife. So it's kind of a more sultry, sexier track than I think we've ever put out before.
Yeah, it's good.
But it's But it's, you know, it's one of those, why do all these people, all these things happen and all these things are meant to be, but, you know, how am I lucky enough to have this person? So it's just that feel good, know you've got the right one, song. And, it's a special one to me. I love the way it's soft but loud and big all at the same time. I don't know if I'm putting up the right way, but it's just I've been playing that a little bit on this tour, and everyone's been loving it, and it means the world to me that people are connecting with it the same way I was.
We're going to play this one right now. Here is Get You by country artist Sean Austin here on Music's Journey.
Starts the morning brings a kiss. We lie here for a minute, just like this, heartbeats break the silence. You ask me what's on my mind, same things today I met you right around this time. Midnight gets to get moonlight, summer gets to get rain, heaven gets to get angels, moments get to get me. I could never explain it, even if I wanted to. I don't get to get why, but girl, I get to get you. A whole day could fall to pieces. Truth is, girl, I don't care. I know I get to get home to that look right there, look right there. Nobody's getting what I'm getting right here. Midnight gets to get moonlight, summer gets to get rain, heaven gets to get angels, moments get to get me. I could never explain it, even if I wanted to. I don't get to get why, I get to get you, get to get you, yeah. I don't know why, baby. I'm the lucky one that gets to love you like crazy.
That was Get You by rising star country artist Sean Austin off his debut album, Planes Don't Wait. Don't forget you can download Get You on all your streaming platforms, and you can share it on your playlist and request it at your local radio station. I love the way that the songs that you're choosing and the songs that you write, especially on this EP, when you're listening to it, the lyrics are just so cool. The play on lyrics, and they are so special. And this is one of them.
Thank you. I agree. I mean, it's as things progress and the team that I'm with now, it's nice to kind of further that trust with, you know, my fellow songwriters. And a lot of the folks, some guys I've had a chance to write with, some guys I haven't yet, but the community is pretty small in that songwriting camp.
Mm-hmm.
So as things progress, it's, you know, there's as a songwriter, you know, I'm always incredibly, it's a huge compliment when somebody wants to record a song that I've written. But on the flip side, it's also such a privilege to have a song be trusted to you. So it's been, this EP is filled with songs that a lot of friends have written. And it's just kind of this that team atmosphere just gets stronger and stronger. And yeah, it's been a great ride.
Pretty yeah. special. It's amazing that you went from 200 songs down to 7. That must have been a daunting task to do that.
Yeah, I kept making the joke with my producer. You know how, like, if you go to a department store and you're looking for a new scent, a new cologne, or a new perfume, and you need those coffee beans if you've been smelling a bunch. You know, I don't know what the equivalent to giving the ears a little bit of a reset. But yeah, it's trying to find those gems and trying to find those songs that fit the best with who I am and fit the project. And that's, you know, it's we're lucky enough to have that many songs to go through. Mm-hmm. On a semi-regular basis, and it gives us a great chance to put our best foot forward, and I think this EP really shows that. And we're already starting to build the next one, so it's going to be exciting to see how this next one plays off this current EP. But
This one's going to do so well for you this summer. There's just so many tracks on this that everybody can relate to. It's just such an amazing sound for you guys. What was so different about what you picked up? Because I know a lot of it, like when you have time, like you have, to put this together and do it the way that you really want to. And you don't usually have time to do that, you know, when you guys are on the road. And this is like so special with what you guys have done with it.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, that was having that room to take the time, get the details right, really put a lot of big polish on it. Mm-hmm. I think made a difference. And you know, of course, as you've heard a million artists say, there's always that one track that seems to squeak its way in last minute, which in this case was Somewhere in Austin. That wasn't even on our radar for the longest time. That it just kind of crossed our path, and I needed to record it. We feverishly got it done and snuck it on this EP right before the deadline. And everyone's going to think it's a play on words because it's got my last name in it, but it's just...
No, I didn't take it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more, that was something really special about this track. And Craig Wiseman and Jordan Dawsey are two of the writers on it. And Jordan and I have had a chance to write. He's a brilliant new writer. Mm-hmm. Craig Wiseman is a legend. So to have my first, Craig Wiseman cut is pretty special.
Oh, yeah.
And, it's this one. I hope, I've got a lot of, big plans for this one. So I hope everyone.
Ooh. Nice. We're going to play this very special song. Here is Somewhere in Austin by country artist Sean Austin here on Music's Journey.
World coming at me through the windshield. Stopped to top it off in Knoxville. Grabbed a little too late, rode in. Called mama, say I'm coming home. Sun sinking to the left of me. Checking, but she ain't texting me. I'm in Tennessee, but the rest of me is to the west of me. Cause there's a girl somewhere in Austin, painting on her smoky eyes, trying to find some neon lights to go get lost in. Slipping on the 6-inch heels while I've been spinning wheels from Key West to Boston. Running through my mind trying to get her off it, but hell, it ain't worked yet. There's a girl I should forget, I ain't forgotten. Somewhere in Austin, somewhere in Austin. I'm all alone, sipping Lone Star. There's a lucky boy in a cowboy bar that thinks he's just passing through, but just like me, can't get past you. He's about to find out what that kiss cost him, and man, it cost him. Looking in the rearview every so often, cause there's a girl somewhere in Austin, painting on her smoky eyes, trying to find some neon lights to go get lost in. Slipping on the 6-inch heels while I've been spinning wheels from Key West to Boston. Running through my mind trying to get her off it, but hell, it ain't worked yet. There's a girl I should forget, I ain't forgotten. Somewhere in Austin. Somewhere in Austin. to see, but the rest of me is to the west of me. Cause there's a girl somewhere in Austin, painting on her smoky eyes, trying to find some neon lights to go get lost in. Slipping on a 6-inch heels while I've been spinning wheels from Key West to Boston. Running through my mind, trying to get her off it, but hell, it ain't working. There's a girl I should forget, I ain't forgot it.
That is Somewhere in Austin that you just heard, a very special song by my very special guest, and that is Sean Austin here on Music's Journey. It is such a cool song. It's one that snuck onto this debut EP, Planes Don't Wait, that was just released today. Don't forget you can download Sean's new EP on all your streaming platforms, and don't forget to add the songs to your playlist and share them. You can also request all the songs at your country local radio station. All right, so let's talk a little bit about Over Here, another really amazing song, too. Talk about that one.
Very sultry. Very kind of some R&B influence. That there's a really heavy, low-end beat to this that I was crazy about from the get-go. And my producer, Scott Cook, I think, nailed this one on just keeping it wide and airy and still so... like pinpoint, and this one I think you hear this right away, and it peaks the ear, and
did mine
it's one I knew we had to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that late night, you know, nightclub kind of vibe. And I love this song, and this is another one, like I keep saying this because I haven't had a chance to play any of these live yet. And that's ultimately when we build these EPs, and when I pick songs, I really have the live show in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So this one I think is going to translate really well on the stage, and the summer will hopefully provide a lot of opportunities for that.
We teased this one at the top of the show, killer track, and we're going to play it right now. Here is Over Here, another amazing track off the debut album Planes Don't Wait that was just released today by country artist Sean Austin here on Music's Journey.
Can't kill it with liquor, I tried. Oh, if I can forget you, Lord, let me be with you tonight. I wish that I was either over you or you were over here with me, with me. I wish that I was either over you or you were over here with me, with me. Either race you from my head or get you back in bed. Your face in my pictures, I'm dying to kiss. You can't kill it with liquor, I tried. Nobody to hold, baby, it's cold tonight. Baby, that's all I need. I wish that I was either over you or you. me. Either erase you from my head or get you back in bed, baby. That's all I need. I wish that I was either over you or you were over here with me. With me. It's bad over here, so bad over here. I need to get over you and get you back over here. It's bad.
That was Over Here, the single track off the debut EP, Planes Don't Wait, that's out right now by country artist Sean Austin. You can download his new EP with all the streaming platforms, and don't forget you can add the songs to your playlist and share them and request them at your local country radio station. Well, fans, you're going to be gaining and gaining and gaining so many fans, you know, this summer with this EP, playing this one live, because as I said, there's like so many songs that, you know, obviously are going to hit really well with the fans. But to have an EP like this, to have an EP where seven songs are going to do so incredibly well, hard to come by.
I appreciate that. And I tend to agree. I mean, it's tough to... when you're doing an EP and you're kind of, it's a smaller number of songs, you have to, I think, hit a little harder on each song, and mm-hmm. I think we've done that, and I feel good about this. Like, normally when you put something out, you've got some nerves. I still have a lot of nerves, but this one, just because of the amount of time we put in, I feel like it's going to be hopefully one that everyone digs, and just as a bit of a launching pad for the next stages.
Talk about another one here. We got Slip and Talk of the Town. Tell us about those two songs.
Yes, two songs that are kind of a little bit different. Slip, we're staying in that, a little bit of that rock band that I've always mm-hmm. liked to do. I love the guitar parts on this. I'm a guitar lover. That's kind of the reason why I play music, because that was my entrance into the world, mm-hmm. was guitar. So I love just how the song is. All the different licks are fantastic. And then Talk of the Town is just this complete out of left field for my sound, in my opinion. But having that really light, airy, almost like a pop country, like more of a pop-heavy song. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a house that had a lot of classic rock, and you know, I think about the old Led Zeppelin, the old Queen albums and stuff, where you could listen to the tune, a whole album, and you heard so many different types of music within that album. Mm-hmm. So for this one, I tried to do the same thing, where you get some of the classic Sean Austin, but also some new sounds, and just giving a little sneak peek of where I'm trying to go in the future.
That's what I loved about it, because there's so many things that I picked up on this album that were so different for you. And it was just really amazing to hear what you were doing with this song in production, and, you know, all of it. It was just so well done, so thought out, really good.
Thank you. Yeah, that's exactly what we were trying to do. So I'm glad that it's translating that way. And, you know, I don't necessarily know what the next project's going to be, if we're going to do another EP or if it might be a little longer, but I think I'm always going to try to focus on keeping the diversity there, and just making it so it hopefully piques interest and it doesn't sound too much of the same throughout the whole body of work.
Well, I think there's something for everybody in this album. There's definitely no doubt about that, but it's exciting. Like, the music is really exciting. Just the songs, and as I said, the production going into doing this particular album for you must have been just a thrill, you know, to be able to test out those new sounds, those influences that, you know, you grew up with, and you can hear it. It's really good.
Yeah, and it's nice now. I feel more confident now after, you know, 5 or 6 years in at this level and being a signed artist, and you know, I feel like I'm starting to get a handle on how everything works. So when I'm in the studio, it's nice to explore and
have that input.
Really dig into the creativity now. So it's been a great learning experience, and it's just a fun new venture for me.
I think it's cool when you get to that place, like you said, you've been working so hard at your career, so hard at the success that you're finding right now. And it's amazing when you can identify and say, you know what, that's what I've been looking for. Finally, you know, I'm starting to feel what I've been searching for and what you've wanted to release all this time. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're trying to drill down on the sound and who I am as an artist, but while still exploring where else we can go.
Mm-hmm.
I think sonically I'd like to be a very spread out artist and a spread out writer. Because, you know, it's as a writer too, I like writing for different people. I love writing for different genres.
Mm-hmm.
And actually that was the Songland experience gave me a lot of that, because working with Esther Dean, who's an R&B pop legend.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of completely changed the way that I approach the writing process. But as my career goes on and the influences develop, it's fun to see, you know, how different I've become.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from 5 years ago, from 10 years ago, and who knows, in a year or two, it's probably going to change again. But I love that process.
Well, you are absolutely mastering this craft, and I've been there from the beginning when you started this career. And to be able to watch where you are now, it's just an amazing journey to watch. And I am so excited for the future for you and everything that you are just starting, because I think, to me, this album starts it all.
It's I'd be lying if I said I didn't hope that that was the case, but I appreciate that it's coming off that way, and I really do. I feel like the future's bright, and we're raising the bar a little bit every time, and I'm excited for what's to come.
Serious contender you are. That's all I'm gonna say. Serious contender, and
<You're so> open.
No, you are. You 100% are. You've got the chops. You've just got that understanding of music, and you can really feel it from your upbringing to where you are now. I think you are really onto something special. You really are.
I appreciate that a lot. I really do.
Talk about Talk of the Town. That's the last one that we haven't shared.
Yeah, and that's Talk of the Town. Is just that, it's that track. It's just light and bumpy, and it's fun to play. It's fun. I think people will listen to that going, and that's why I put it as the last song on the track, because it's just easy listening. And it's, you know, I think it takes everyone back to their youth, and, you know, being a teenager or being a young adult, just kind of being, you know, a bit of a rebel and doing what you wanted to do. And, you know, it's, everyone wants to remember those days. And this one just kind of, it's a nice way to wrap up the project in my eyes. And we've been on this, we recorded that early in 2020. So that one was a long time coming, and that one's stood the test of time from everything we've been doing. So I'm happy that it made it. And this one's going to be a fun one in the live set too.
I can't wait to see you playing that live and being able to get out there this summer and play in this entire album, and obviously some of your amazing hits that you've had. Now, is there any music videos coming?
Likely.
Okay. You can't share, can you?
Well, we're in that decision process on, you know, which song is going to put its hand up next to be the next single. So when that gets decided, then we'll know kind of what we're going to do for music video. And I've been again working with the Big Loud team now. I loved what we did with Tailgate to Heaven. I loved what we did with Get You, and that creative team is so strong that whatever we do next, I know it's going to be a pretty amazing piece.
I hope you do Over Here. I really hope you do that one.
I'd love to. I would absolutely love to do that track. But it's you know, we've got our different ways to look at strategies on how to pick which song is next, and I'm hoping that one just puts a stand up and that we can roll with it, because I love that track too.
I know, it's so awesome. Now, what's next for you? You got 10 days off, and then where do you start? Where are you kicking off?
10 days off, and then we're at the Calgary Stampede.
Ooh.
I was lucky enough to play it last year, and that was kind of the first real thing after a long time of no live music, and so it'll be fun to get back there. I love playing Stampede, and But we're at Country Thunder Craven, Big Valley Jamboree, Peach Fest, among a whole bunch of others. So it's going to be a nice busy summer, and it's just great to see the calendar nice and full again.
Mm-hmm. I imagine, you know, after all this time, even the Stampede last year as well, didn't have, the borders were still closed, so we couldn't have all the international, you know, fans that were there, you know, that want to come out and see these artists, and also the international artists that are playing, you know, on the stage.
Yeah.
It was all Canadian last year. So it's like, it's going to be really cool to have it back in full swing.
Just to make it feel like it's a Stampede again in full force.
Absolutely.
It'll be a great time.
Absolutely. Well, listen, enjoy. We are so welcoming for you to Toronto to kick this off. And, you know, this is just so cool. Congratulations on this EP. It is absolutely fantastic. Your best work. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that more than you know. We work hard on this stuff, so it's soul fulfilling, and I mean it from the deepest parts that I appreciate the love on it.
Well, we absolutely love you, and as I said, it's just going to get better and better. This is the start, my friend, and you deserve every single bit of it. So congratulations. Enjoy this wrap up for the tour, and we will see you on the road, hopefully at the CCMAs.
Absolutely. That's the whole reunion for everybody. And that's, you know, we all look forward to that more than anything. So
absolutely.
I can't wait for that. And I thank you so much for chatting with us.
Absolutely. You take care, and we'll see you really soon. Okay.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks so much. A great big thank you to my very special guest, country artist Sean Austin, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows that are going to be coming up for the month of July. We are going to be chatting with Allie Walker, Katie Hurt, Emma Peterson, Quentin Blair, Kelly Prescott, High Valley, rock band Taming Sorry. We have Weapons that are going to be coming back. Matt Rogers, Australian country artist Haley Jensen, Cadence Grace, The Prairie State, Emerson Drive, Gil Grand, Simone Miller, Tyler Joe Miller, Dustin Bird, Kadu, Nice Horse, Mariah Stokes, and of course, we've got so many that I can't even tell you about. So we got some special ones that are going to be a surprise for you all. So if that doesn't get you stoked for some amazing interviews, I don't know what will. Don't forget, you can catch all the shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, the new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. We're going to wrap out the night by two very special songs, the last two tracks off the debut EP, Planes Don't Wait by Sean Austin. We're going to play Slip and Talk of the Town. I really hope you enjoy, and have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful day. We'll see you here next time on Music's Journey.
Shooting city limit signs, any line we can find. Yeah, we're gonna cross it.
We don't care what they say, we're gonna do it our way. Give them something they can talk about. We run wild, they run the mouth. Till the blue in the face, till the sun goes down. Let them talk, we're the talk of the town. Let the rumors go ahead and fly. Pretty soon, baby,
should have known that I'd come walking in here, there you'd be, eyes on fire, burning through me. I should be stronger, you should know better, but whatever, let's just slip out the back of this bar. Straps sliding off your shoulder for a slip into that black car. Let me remember how those lips feel on mine one more time. Come on, baby, come on, baby, wreck my mind. Just slip, say things you don't mean. I'll tell you how nobody gets me the way you get me. Why can't you let your body slip back into my hands, even though you know where it is? Come on, baby, come on, baby, baby, let's just slip. Hearts, hearts want what they want. Maybe we can't say there's nothing left when you wrap your arms around my neck. While we waiting on the last call, we're on the edge, about to fall. So let's slip out the back of this bar. Straps sliding off your shoulder for a slip into that black car. Let me remember how those lips feel on mine one more time. Come on, baby, come on, baby, wreck my mind. Just slip, say things you don't need. I'll tell you how nobody gets me the way you get me. Why can't you let your body slip back into my hands, even though we know where it is? Come on, baby, come on, baby, baby, let's just slip. Fingertips, give me something I can miss. Baby, let's just slip, say things you don't mean. I'll tell you how nobody gets me the way you get me. Why can't you let your body slip